You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgarra, Matt Wilhelm, the Kid here. We've got Don in Ashland on the line. What's up, Don?
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You know, I'm breathing, but it's cold outside. So.
Okay, good. It is cold. Yes, sir.
But now here's my 2 points, and I want to kind of piggyback off what the Kid was saying, and I totally agree with him as far as the wide receiver situation. You know, if we do grab a wide receiver in the first round, I'm okay with it. I don't think that we have to. I think with the Browns offense last year, you saw a situation where we had production from receivers, but they're in the wrong position. And, you know, I like to look back at as far as the quarterback problems that Cleveland has had all these years. And what sticks out with me is we never have the right personnel, the right coaching staff in place for that to be good. And if you look, and I'm not comparing the Browns, I'm not saying the Browns are the Patriots, but if you look at the Patriots, they always have good players surrounding the quarterback and Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's great, but if you look at the year that he got hurt, Matt Castle came in there. I think he won, 13, 14 games?
11, and they did not make the playoffs.
Right, yes. But he still did really good that season, but he goes off somewhere else to become a starting quarterback, and becomes an average quarterback. And that's what I see Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine doing, is building the team properly and getting the positions and everything around the quarterback, so that way when you do implement the right quarterback, we can take off like a Pittsburgh, like a Green Bay, where all we need is a Ben Roethlisberger or somebody like that to come in and take us where we need to go, and we're a perennial powerhouse in the playoffs.
I think that is true, but at the same point, I think you've got to get – I mean, there's just a difference between what you've got at quarterback, and you can't forget that, you know, Tom Brady's had Randy Moss. Tom Brady's also – you know, early in his career did not have the great receivers, but now he's got Gronk, who's a huge difference maker.
He's Tom freaking Brady.
And he's also Tom Brady.
The greatest quarterback of all time, Kid?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
No doubt from the Kid. One of our guys who checks in all the time with us, got to give him a shout out, the career coach at The Real Xavier P on Twitter, always very insightful in his analysis. We were talking earlier about Johnny Manziel, and Pete Prisco, who we're going to hear from in just a moment, wrote an article at CBSSports.com, the title of it is Johnny Manziel Deserves a Fair Chance and He'll Make Good, saying that you can't write him off basically after six quarters of football. He's going to rehab, give him an opportunity to come back and really be dedicated to football, and then see what you've got from him. Now, our buddy, The Real Xavier P, he says, you know, he doesn't think Johnny Manziel can get it done. The film shows he plays like he did at A&M. In the NFL, he's not fast. He doesn't anticipate throws with a smaller NFL field. It's a bad thing. Can't call plays, pre-snap read, et cetera. He's got a big adjustment to make. There's no question. Can he make that adjustment? That's the real question. And I know a lot of people say, well, Connor Shaw was on the practice squad all season, and one week of practice looked more in command than Johnny did all year. And there's no denying that. It's true. But can Johnny be the guy? Well, I talked with Pete Prisco at the Combine, and here's what Pete Prisco had to say.
Pete, the Cleveland Browns, end of the season. You wrote an article just recently about Johnny Manziel. Can't write him off after just six quarters.
No, that was my lead. Six quarters, and everybody's writing the guy off. It's crazy. Look, was he good when he played? No. Does he have potential? Yes. Did he have issues? Absolutely. Can he fix him and put his mind into football and 100% football? You got to eat, sleep, and everything. Breathe it. That's what he has to do. If he does that, Johnny Manziel will be the quarterback.
And he's a guy that many people thought was going to have one of the bigger transitions to the NFL, given what he did in college, and let you, as you say, people after six quarters ready to write him off. What do you think about his desire to get the personal help that he's doing? Is that a sign of maturity?
I think that's a smart thing. Hey, look, people have issues, and if you realize you have them and you fix them and move forward from them, then that's the best thing for him. He's a savant when it comes to the game of football. That's what all the scouts say. He can get on the board and draw it and get it, you know, identify everything. But you have to live it. You can't just do it on Monday and Tuesday. You got to do it on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You got to live it. If Johnny Manziel lives it, his mechanics will get better. He'll throw the football better. You know, those stuff about his arm strength. Are you kidding me? The guy had a good enough arm. He had plenty good enough arm. His mechanics are bad. The passes fluttered. That's what it was.
So right now you've got Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw under contract, nobody else. If you're the Browns, what do you do in the free agent market? Do you bring Brian Hoyer back? Do you take a look at a guy like Jake Locker? You try to trade for a Mike Glennon? What would you do if you're the Browns?
Me, I would bring Hoyer back and tell him you're going to be the backup. If Manziel does everything right, and I mean everything right, and dedicates himself to the job, you're the starting quarterback. the Hoyers of the world, the McCowns of the world, the, you know, all these guys, you're not going to win sustainable, have sustainable success with those kind of quarterbacks. If you draft a guy and develop him and he's the future, then you can. So take the chance. Find out if Manziel can do it. If he can't, then you go back in and draft another one.
Because isn't it critical to not have a competition so that he can get all of those reps in your mind? That somebody, listen, you say, oh, if Johnny's comes back, he does things right. Say you're the starter, give him the opportunity to get every rep in camp.
Let him get every rep in camp. Let him work with the ones. You know, that's the thing, too. You got to get comfortable with the guys you're playing with. So do all that. And then if he fails, by week eight, you'll know. If he fails, then you'll have to go back in and get another quarterback.
If you're the Browns right now headed into this offseason, what do you think the biggest needs for this team are outside of the quarterback position, and how would you attack them?
The Odell Beckham they left on the table last year. I mean, that, they have to get playmakers. I mean, there are no playmakers outside. I think they need to get playmakers. Obviously, the Josh Gordon situation, devastating to them as a franchise. They have to get playmakers.
What do you think of when you heard from Mike Pettine here at the Combine and the job that he's done in 1 year as a head coach in the NFL?
I think he's faced a lot of hurdles as a first-year head coach, but I think Mike Pettine's the right guy. I think he gets it. I like a coach who just stands there and he admits the mistakes and he understands the problems. I think Pettine gets it. I think get him a quarterback. If Manziel's that guy or somebody else, Mike Pettine will have success.
Do you think the Browns are a quarterback away from being a playoff team? And I mean, just above average quarterback play. If they get that, they have a chance to contend for the playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. I think they can compete for a playoff spot if they get above average quarterback play. And they have to, you know, fill in some gaps here and there. But there's talent on that football team. Look, a lot of teams would love to have that left tackle. A lot of teams would love to have that corner. I mean, you know, if one of those pass rushers, Mingo or somebody emerges, a lot of teams would love to have that guy. They have the pieces in place. Now they have to fix the quarterback position.
Feel that way about the Browns, that they have the pieces in place. Pete Prisco very, very locked into his opinion. Johnny Manziel, the guy, give him all the reps. Hoyer, you can come back if you're the backup. There is no competition. Can't have a competition. You need it to be about one guy getting all the reps and being the guy. What do you guys think about that?
I agree with it, and I think it's great. I mean, there's got to be a lot of proof in the pudding when it comes to Johnny Manziel to have that belief.
Long way.
But based on, you know, what they saw, how they evaluated him through the draft process and what they saw, again, you know, in six, seven, eight quarters, whatever it might have been, it's just very, very hard to sell. And I think that if I'm Mike Pettine or Ray Farmer, it's hard for me not to make a move to facilitate some type of backup plan if not Johnny Manziel, because especially in the last 15 years of quarterback play here in Cleveland, they're over it. This team, as you said, to open up, you know, your conversation, is that this team is ready to win. And even the ESPN.com talking about the article, how it went through all 32 teams and how many players away were they from contending for a Super Bowl. And Cleveland ranked seventh overall in, what was it, five players? You know, one of them is obviously looms large, which is quarterback. We've got to get that right. But based on our draft conversations, we may feel that they're going to hit some of those needs, and we're going to get those other two or three players and be one player away, but still, the one looms large, and that's the quarterback position.
You can't just turn over the keys to them. As much as I'd love for that to be the situation, you have to bring in competition for some of the reasons Matt just mentioned. The rest of the team is ready to win, and you can't say to these guys, okay, we're giving it to him. You know, if you're Dante Whitner, you're Carlos Dansby. You know, you're
towards the end of your career.
Yeah, the time's ticking.
Joe
on your
Thomas
career.
Towards the end of his
you're
career.
You're ready to win now. We can't be going with some experiment and hope that it works. We've got to have competition in place. As much as I'd love for one starter to take all the first team reps, it's just not realistic.
We got to see when Johnny's got to get his life in order before we even worry about him as
not
a football
realistic.
Player.
There's nothing he can do between now and the beginning of training camp next year to prove to people and the people in the locker room that he should be the starting quarterback, no questions asked. I don't think so.
He's got to do it on the field. When we come back, we're going to get the Friday forecast going here on CBD. It's a Friday forecast tradition brought to you by Wilbert's. Great place to pregame before
the Cavs.
Did you
guys pregame last night?
Of course.
Absolutely.
We were at Wilbert's.
Nice. I was there for too long, actually.
He left a full Jameson on the table.
What? That's like leaving a game where a player goes for a double nickel 4 minutes early.
Let me just tell you this. If I didn't leave that Jameson on the table, I'd have been leaving something else at the arena last night.
What would that have been?
My insides.
All right. We'll be back with the Friday forecast on CBD. And there's nothing to it. Somehow you